Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And coming up tonight, Nicole Sotile, influencer and mayhem mama. Jason Aldean telling us to try that in a small town. Nick Shakur from The Promise. Dry Bar Comedy's Jamie Ward. And joining Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood. And now, live from Times Square, where you can no longer get napkins or ketchup for your french fries, here's that Kevin.
And I gotta say, that's one weird thing. We've done away with plastic straws. Mayor Bloomberg tried to make us only drink 24-ounce sodas at one point in time. But if you're going to go have greasy fries in the city, and you're going to take them out, you're not going to get napkins and ketchup? This is what the city council is trying to do. And if you're coming to New York, please come anyway. I'm so sorry. I do apologize that we have crazy politicians that sometimes do nutty things like this, but getting rid of ketchup and napkins for your french fries, for your takeout orders, is just obscene to me. And I don't know. I mean, we have much bigger problems, I guess, in the world. But earnestly, please, New York City Council, do something about this. Minority Leader Joe Borelli, please do something about this. Something must be done. You cannot let them take the ketchup and the napkins away from the french fries. We have to have them. End of story. Welcome to the weekend, Kevin McCullough. We've got a big show for you tonight. I'm so excited. Nick Shakur is going to be here from The Promise, The Chosen. And he plays the father of James and John and Zebedee, and his character is really fun on the show, but he's even more fun in person, and I'm looking forward to sitting down with him one-on-one here momentarily. Also, we've got the Mayhem Mama. I don't know if you've seen the bougie Mayhem Mama. That's her screen name for Instagram, but she's not the exception. She's becoming more the rule. These moms that have had enough of this social engineering from all of the powers and the culture that tell them you have to do it a certain way, she's not taking it anymore. Left her career. Now she's online making a difference. She's going to be here with us as well. And then I know you've heard about Jason Aldean. Try that in a small town. It's only been the number one song in the country for the last 3 weeks. I mean, it has rocked the charts. And I think, yes, part of it is entirely due to the fact that the left tried to cancel this song. And if you read the lyrics, and if you look at the video, there's no reason for them to want to cancel this song unless they are in favor of crime. The only kind of people who would look at Jason Aldean's song and say, that's a song that's not good for society, would be people that want to see crime explode. Because the song is a very clear message. Don't do crime in small towns. They don't tolerate it. And I don't know why anybody would be against that message. You know what? I would like them not to try it in big cities either. But you've got these pansy leaders, you know, can't have ketchup and napkins with your french fries. What are you going to do when the dude pulls a Glock on you in your bodega? We got to get past this idea that We've got to coddle everybody all the time. I read a thing this week about gentle parenting where they say, now, little Johnny, you just spit in your friend's eye and threw sand at him and hit him in the face. Were you upset about something? No, you see a kid do that, you pull him aside and say, don't do that anymore. Don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. You know who was never told that very much was Hunter Biden. Now, he is a case study in bad parenting. Because what he's doing now, and here's the thing, you heard about his plea deal this week, right? It all got blown to bits. The judge was like, you want me to give you immunity for all crimes that you may yet be investigated and charged with by pleading to a couple of tax things and a diversion program for the gun charge? No. So after Hunter runs around for 4 weeks telling everybody, oh, I committed these crimes, I committed these tax crimes, I committed this gun charge, and I really am trying to learn my lesson, and I'm hoping that I've learned my lesson well, and I'm going to do all that I can to, you know, repay society for the bad stuff I've done. After he's mea culpa his way, he now had to go back to court and say, no, I'm not guilty of those. I didn't do those. I love this judge. Would that we have more judges like her, because she didn't tolerate it for a second. Now, there's another layer to all this that is kind of interesting. Because you had Hunter ready to go to court and to say, I did it, and I'll accept this punishment. And you had the wink, wink, nod, nod between the defense team and the prosecutor team, which is from the Department of Justice. Let's face it. They're working together here. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to have a prosecutor that's working for the justice for the society. You're supposed to have a defense counsel that is there helping, making sure that the accused has their rights represented. And that's how it's supposed to work. But what you got here is you have them making the under the table deal, and basically thinking, well, we'll snow the judge, and then Hunter will get off, and it'll be good. But here's the thing: now that all of that took place, Senator Pete Ricketts from Nebraska came out yesterday and said, I've heard from countless Americans who are concerned that our justice system is being weaponized against President Biden's political opponents while his son gets preferential treatment. He said there needs to be accountability for any misconduct or favoritism, including Hunter Biden's own legal team. Faith in our justice system has been gravely damaged by the Biden administration's mishandling of recent cases, and restoring its integrity is essential. And it's not just the Hunter inconsistencies that they're talking about. It's looking at 45 and saying, you want to prosecute him and put him away for 480 years because he kept a few papers from his administration, which every president has done. Joe Biden has boxes full that he's not even qualified to have. He had top secret confidential stuff that he wasn't supposed to have in his own possession when he was a senator. How did that happen? There's also another bomb that's about to drop. It looks like the Biden total game, it's gone up. It was 3.5 million, then it was 5 million, then it was 10 million. It looks like the number that they have uncovered now through the bank records is $50 million. That was pure access graft that the Bidens took in. Just for giving him access to people. $50 million. And he used to run around all the time in the Senate when he was campaigning for different things. Oh, I'm the poorest guy. I'm the commuter train senator. I jump onto the train and I go home to Delaware, you know, with my commuter pass. This group that's there, crooked, criminal, enriching themselves and selling out our country in the process. And now you have senators saying, hey, we're tarnishing the very standard by which we need to have the highest excellence. We're tarnishing that standard with this favoritism being shown towards Hunter. And it's got to stop. So You've already got House investigation committees going on. There are senators willing to look into this, and I kind of am with Kevin McCarthy. I kind of think that this is all adding up to very, very big impeachable offenses. But I'm also with Governor Mike Huckabee, who was on my radio show yesterday, and he said, take your time, build the case, get the facts straight, and make it so painfully obvious to the American people that these guys have to be dealt with. Seriously, that even the Democrats come alongside. Now, I know that's going to have to be a pretty tall order, but you don't have the votes in the Senate right now. So gather the evidence, lay out the case, and stop this double standard, this two-tiered system, this joke of a justice system that we have currently. Coming right back from Times Square, we've got a huge show, and Nicole Sottile joins me on the other side of this. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone that I have never had a conversation with prior to this very moment, and I'm excited to because I've kind of been a fanboy of hers on Instagram for a few months. Part of the reason, she just has a sassy way of saying the truth, which I think we need more of in the world today. But another couple of reasons that I am kind of intrigued by this is that she's really fighting diligent fights, consistently posting things that I think really do impact people's lives. So with great, great admiration, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nicole Sottile. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. I know that you spend a lot of your time, sometimes tongue-in-cheek, talking about things on social media and kind of being a little smarmy. I mean, your handle is the Bougie Mayhem Mama, so I know there's like a sarcastic part of you that's really a lot of fun. But how did you get to the point where you are right now?
Well, I was, as we had talked about, before, I was in the makeup business, and I did have a small social media presence, sharing that on Instagram in particular. But while I was doing that, you know, we had COVID come through, and all of this government overreach would be putting it very gently and mildly.
Yes.
And I felt this stir in me that I needed to start speaking out about what was happening and what I was seeing and what my thoughts were. And so I was trying to kind of do that while I was also trying to sell people makeup. And it was not working for me. Anybody who knows anything about social media will say, you know, you need to have a particular niche or brand,
yes.
Right? And what my heart was telling me was that I needed to, I needed to speak. I needed to use my voice. I needed to use this platform and kind of walk away from, you know, what I was doing before. And that there were really, not a knock on makeup, but there were really serious things that were going on in the world. And that affected me and my family and my kids. And that was kind of how it all started.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
And what are their ages?
One is just about to be 6, and one is 12.
So you're right in the throes of the educational debate that's going on. You're right in the throes of the all the societal engineering that the administration is trying to do. Are your kids publicly educated, or do you have a private option for them?
I'm homeschooling.
Okay. Was that a decision based on the society around you?
It was initially based upon just absolutely refusing to send my child to school in a mask.
Mm. Oh,
and be in that environment. So it started then, and then all of this this woke indoctrination that is happening at so many public schools has just reinforced my decision to continue to do that unless things drastically change.
Hmm. Well, it's a courageous decision to make, and I've known a lot of families that did use the COVID season to kind of, first of all, become familiar with what was actually going on in the schools, because to be honest, Nicole, I think a lot of parents were caught sleepwalking on their kids' education, and then COVID came along and they saw the Zoom coming into their house every day and they said, what the what? And they had a reaction not dissimilar to yours that there's no way my kid can be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, for those of you watching in Toledo, I'm not dissing public schools that do a good job and a diligent job. And yes, my kids go to a public school, but we happen to live in a district where the parents are very involved and we have a lot of control on the school board and we're able to affect change. And I don't have anything against parents making the right decision for what their kids are, but I certainly don't have any disrespect for parents that have made Nicole's decision and say, hey, we're going to take the horse by the reins here and we're going to have more control. Was it a difficult decision for you to move in that direction? Did you think, well, I've never taught school or I've never done this or that? Were there thoughts that made you doubt at initially that you were going to be successful with it?
Absolutely. I was terrified. And I wanted to speak on that point about the Zoom, the virtual learning and Zooms coming in, because that also personally opened my eyes. So this was at the time we were in a fairly affluent neighborhood with a very good school system in North Carolina. And you think North Carolina, you think, oh, it's red and, you know, there's not going to be any of this, being brought into the schools, but you really need to be diligent. So there we were before the homeschooling had began. We were doing the virtual learning. So the schools closed completely, you know, in the initial lockdown, and then it was virtual learning, and then it was the option to either go back in a mask or continue virtual learning. And so I actually chose the virtual learning option because, as I said, I didn't want to send my son at the time. Right.
Right.
And so I would sit and I would listen in, and I was sitting and listening in to make sure that my son stayed on task and did his work. There was no ulterior motive at that point. And I'll never forget, they were teaching the Declaration of Independence. And they were going through line by line, the teacher with all of the kids, and kind of asking the students to decipher or put in layman's terms what each part was. And when they got to the part about endowed by our Creator, the teacher said, well, who's the Creator? She asked the class, who's the Creator? And, a few kids said, oh, God, right? And she said, it was whoever they believed in at the time. It could have been Muhammad. It could have been whoever, whatever religious deity they believed
in. These words came out of her mouth.
Those words came out of her mouth. So she was literally teaching history incorrectly in order to be woke and to be sensitive and to be inclusive. And, you know, being inclusive is one thing, but teaching history incorrectly when we know who the
founders were,
you know, founding fathers believed in, and that's not who they were speaking of. And it's just factually incorrect. And I thought, wow, I had no idea that this kind of little insidious things were seeping in.
Well, coming from New York, I have no idea what you're talking about in terms of being totally surrounded by people that disagree with us. She's the bougie mayhem mama on Instagram. You got to follow her. It's really a fun read, and she's always kind of, I don't know, kind of sticking it to the people that think they're so witty. And in fact, she is very witty herself. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Nicole Sotilli. Stay with us.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 100 million Americans are under heat advisories this weekend from coast to coast. The heat index in cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia soared into the triple digits, given the high humidity in many areas. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating two separate plane crashes that occurred Saturday afternoon in Wisconsin. Officials say two small aircraft collided midair at a regional airport near Oshkosh. A few hours later, a small plane carrying two passengers crashed into Lake Winnebago. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the immediate release of the president of Niger, who was taken captive during an attempted coup earlier in the week. The Mega Millions jackpot has topped $1 billion for Tuesday night's drawing. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That Kevin Show, hence appropriately named. Yet to come on tonight's big new music spotlight, you may have heard about a guy named Jason Aldean. He's had a little bit of pushback on his most recent song. Well, get ready. He's in the green room warming up. Nicole Sottile is my guest. And Nicole, I was commenting to you before the show that in the last 2 years specifically, you have seen an enormous activating of mothers, not dissimilar to your very situation, coming together across the country. You've got a group called Moms for Liberty, and you know that this group's having impact because the left's starting to go nuts. They're trying to discredit them at every turn. But there's other groups, and it seems like the left has been more dedicated in the last couple of years to coming after your kids and saying, they don't even belong to you. They're actually our kids. What do you think is going to happen with this group of moms that are so activated? What do you make of this movement?
You know, I think that as moms, we have so many balls in the air, so to speak, that we're juggling, and that we didn't really care what anyone was doing who is marrying who is attracted to who, you know, what other people wanted to put into their, you know, what kind of medication people wanted to use or put into their bodies. The problem is when they came after our kids. And so that has activated a primal instinct in mothers, because that's our job and that's our number one job is to protect, you know, to protect our kids, protect our young. And
it's interesting to me that, and I've been tracking this across a few different demographic issues, but the left just, they don't know how to deal with children. They want to abort them. They want to transition them from their biological sex to some sort of imagined gender. They want to get them out of the control of the parents' clutches as early as possible. But they don't really want to have very many. I mean, the birth rate amongst those on the left is spiraling. They're going to breed themselves out of existence soon if you just let them do what they're currently doing. And meanwhile, the families on the right are having big families. They're teaching their kids about God. They're teaching them about the nation's history. They're teaching them that there is a moral right and wrong in the universe. And they're actually passing on values that they can then pass on to their kids, the next generation. And I think that this concerns the left because the left knows that it's, if it stays as it is, unless they import a huge batch of voters from some other country, don't know how they would do that with an open border, that they're going to have to find other voters to start supplementing their ranks. Meanwhile, people on the right are just having these big families and having more and more kids.
Yeah. And, it, you know, it's not just even, I don't think it's even a national thing necessarily either. I mean, you hear some of the things that the WEF and the WHO are chiming in on, things like homeschool and, you know, that it's equity wise, that it's not fair. And there's just,
I read a thing this week where somebody said, if you get too much sleep, you're racist. That somehow sleep has become racist in who gets it and who doesn't. I mean, you can't make some of this stuff up.
I know. So, you know, there is an agenda, and I think what it is, you know, I've seen The Village and I don't want it raising my children.
Right.
So my goal is to kind of just exit the matrix as much as possible. And, I think that's what they don't like, is when we are, you know, homeschooling and we want to grow our own vegetables and,
eat,
you know,
red
we
meat.
Want to have medical freedom and eat meat that doesn't have, you know, hormones and,
right,
mRNA, and they call us domestic terrorists because we want to do those, yeah, things. And it's really just getting back to a simpler life and to parents having a larger role in what their child learns and what their child believes, and taking that away from kind of what it's ended up as, where, you know, it's media, school, and, you know, other forms of authority that aren't the mom and dad. Television, music, that are shaping our kids. And we just want to go back to kind of, it's almost like a renaissance of going back to a simpler time where, you know, your family is what is molding, yeah, you and all of that. So
that's so well said. Well, follow her on Instagram, Nicole Sottile. She's hilarious. She's pointed. She'll make you think. And, Nicole, it's an honor to have you with us tonight. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
You've got it. Kevin McCullough coming back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And thank you to those of you, I have to give you an update, that have been part of our ending slavery in our time effort this year. This year, our goal, like it was last year, is 192 former slaves to be liberated and to be relocated and to be given a brand new start in life. Those of you that have helped us thus far, we are so grateful for. And as of yesterday, according to what I could put together in terms of gifts that have come in and gifts that will be made before the end of the year, we're up to 96 of the 192 slaves. So we're exactly at the halfway point. To be able to do that here in the first 7 months of the year means a lot. And we have a lot that we can still do. In fact, I'm getting word that there may be more that we can liberate this year. But we want to take care of those whose names we know, that we know where they're located at, et cetera, to begin with. So we're hoping that that you will stand alongside of us. But I want to give you this update because I think it's really important to understand that when Sound of Freedom and other things that are out there are talking about ending human trafficking, ending human slavery, we're talking about it in the context of a world situation where it is worse today than it has ever been. We have never had so many human beings being trafficked and being enslaved as we have on planet Earth right now. Millions, literally, are not their own persons. And the group that I work with, Christian Solidarity International, we've been working together now. It's going on more than a decade, and we have helped liberate more than 3,500 human lives specifically. So I am very honored that those of you that have been standing with us have. Those of you that have already given a gift this week or this year, thank you so much. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. And the process is real simple. Where we're working in this year is in Sudan, slaves that were left over from the Civil War that the world powers never did anything about. They have languished in captivity. But Christian Solidarity International has been at work. We are liberating as we find them one by one with individual negotiations with the slave owner. Many times they are willing to give up the slave for the purpose of getting a vaccine for their cattle. Their cattle don't do well in the harsh weather. We can provide an avidium vaccine, which helps them overcome those temporary problems. And in exchange, they let a slave be released to us, and we get them back to South Sudan. We get them back to where they came from, where their family was from, possibly family members if they are still around and have the potential to be united. So that's how it works. Now, $250 gives that slave their life back. But it also does more than that. It gives them everything they need to start their life over again, which includes food for a year, grain for another year beyond that that they can plant and grow more sorghum. Sorghum is the grain that they eat the most in Sudan, and it's very, very durable and helps them have good nutrition. But then we also make sure that they have supplies to garden with and to cook and to do that type of thing as well. We also make sure that they have some blankets and tarps and things that can help keep them protected from the weather. And then my favorite part, they each get a little she-goat, and that little she-goat gives them a micro-enterprise. They can have more goats. They can create milk and cheese and have a way of supporting themselves, all these good things that they do from that little she-goat. And all of that's included for $250. The goat itself would be worth three or four times that in the farmer's market. But for $250, we can deliver all of that to the slave tonight. 888-342-1010. We have 96 of 192 to go. We need you to step up and say, hey, I will take care of at least one human life. And tonight, if you choose to do that, in the next 10 minutes, we have one listener who's going to match dollar for dollar every slave that we liberate in the next 10 minutes. So would you be willing to right now go to the phone and make that call?
I was a child when I was abducted by the Arabs. My parents used to own livestock, and my mother would do all the cooking for us. I don't remember the year that I was captured. There had never been any problems in our village. Then one day, all of a sudden, we heard that there were Arabs attacking Dinka villages throughout the south. We were so worried, we could not even sleep at night. It was a big concern to my mother and my father. We were told that these Arabs were heavily armed and would kill all the animals and people when they would attack. We were very scared. Then one morning, they attacked our village. We scattered in different directions and I ran, but I was captured. My entire village was burned down, and I've never seen a member of my family since. Then I was taken north into slavery. My eyes saw horrific things on that trip to the north. Women were raped right in front of us. Men were beaten, and four men were killed because they tried to fight back. They were shot dead before our eyes. Once at the slave master's house, I was pretty much starved and worked brutal hours every single day doing difficult and very, very hard work. There was no relief. And then they raped me. My slave master did not think of me as a human. He would not even let me go to the hospital when I fell sick. And one day, I heard that there was a slave retriever from CSI close by. How I wanted to be free. That retriever secured my freedom. And thank God, I was able to return to South Sudan. Thank you to each of you who helped the slaves be free. But please don't stop until we get them all.
It's a reasonable request. The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And your gift right now of only $250 will liberate another girl like a Hoke, the one you just heard the story from. The names may sound different to our Western ears, but their hearts, their desires, their lives are no different than your own daughters. Friends, if you believe that slavery is evil, and if you believe that we should be here to make a difference, then please do. Pick up the phone, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online by just going to bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org or 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when you take a patriot who loves the country and loves police and law enforcement for doing their job and trying to help the world be a better place and makes a song about it? Of course it's going to drive some people mad. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Aldean.
Sucker punched somebody on the sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it there. Granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Running Away, number one song in the country for the last 3 weeks, comes from country artist Jason Aldean, and Try That in a Small Town. Now, there was a controversy when it came out, trying to say that it was racist because small towns were against people of other origins or something. I don't know. They haven't visited very many of the small towns I grew up in around in Louisiana that were mostly African-American, and some of them in South Texas that were mostly Latino. Anyway, coming back, hour two on the way.
Get the soundtrack. Search hashtag new music spotlight.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.